Welcome back to the SNM podcast. And I'm with my oldest friend. I always say that we've been friends for 14 years. And there's this stupid boy called David. You people know him. He's always making fun of it. Every time we'll be like, oh, your 14-year friendship. But I'm going to let her introduce herself real quick. Tell us who you are and your nickname. This is your nonsense nickname that you've come up with.
Hi, everyone. My name is Imelda. Do I have to say my full name?
No, you don't have to.
Oh, okay. My name is Imelda. They call me Mel the Softest because I'm living the soft life.
So is that the nickname you want to? So let's say you are a musician now. Is that the stage name you will come on with? Like Mel the Softest? Like what the hell is Mel the Softest?
No. I don't think that's the stage name I'll come on with. But I just figured out recently that I hate hard life and I love the soft life so well. So my friends started calling me Mel the Softest and I mean, it suits me so well. So yeah.
Who is the type of person you would want to be like when you grow up?
What do you mean, like, is he like a celebrity or...
Yeah, like, whose aesthetic would you like, do you admire right now? That you would want to, like, maybe copy a little bit of, just to be like Melody, softest, like...
That should be Lori Harvey, I mean, that girl is living my dream life, please, like...
How is she living your dream life?
Because she's just on the soft life, and she's always on the spotlight, she's always... Her aesthetic is so good, please, I, like... She's me. I need to meet her. She needs to meet me. I know that. Oh, she's my spirit animal, basically.
I think I like Lori because she takes the dating life way too seriously. I think Lori is like 26, but she has dated so many people, and that's why I admire her. Because at our age, we're actually supposed to date. I don't know why when you date one person, they will be calling you an ashawo, like a whore. Like when you're actually supposed to date at the age of 26, I think that's why I like her. But you like her because she's your.
She's just living my life. I don't care about her dating scene or... I don't even know the number of guys. I just know that, oh yeah, she dates big people and whatever, but I don't actually know their names or whatnot. I just like her social life. I love that she's always hopping from one plane to the other. She's always sweet. I just love her, basically.
Yeah, and of course, she grew up rich. So that's like a benefit. That's another thing people always, you know... not include. She actually grew up rich. Like Steve Harvey is her dad, and Steve Harvey has been in the game for almost 30-something years. So like comparing yourself, like I see when people do the comparison, but it's like you come from an average home. She literally grew up very rich. Like you would not, she had like the ground set for her to, like, you know, if we grew up wealthy, do you think we'll currently be in Lagos?
No, I doubt.
We'll be somewhere in Mauritius, like looking for. I'll be saying, Imelda, please help me take this picture, this angle, you know. But yeah, we're currently in Lagos. There's no light. I'm finding myself with my clothes. Like, it's the ghetto. But, like, how are you feeling? No small talk. Like, how are you feeling, genuinely?
Well, I'm fine. It's a new year, you know, new beginning, new resolution. You know, so I think for now I'm okay. I'm currently fine. Just trying to make everything start afresh, start anew. So, yeah.
Are you one of those people that used to do New Year, New Me?
No, but every year I always have New Year resolution just for myself. And I always try to keep up with that. So, but not like I'll come to social media and be like, oh, New Year, New Me, I'm cutting people off, this and that, go to the bin, go to the trash. No, it's just basically me and my personal decision. So, yeah.
Yeah, there's this quote I saw that I posted on my private story. Everybody was like, I'm not cutting anybody off this year because I don't hang out with people I don't like. When I saw that quote, I was just laughing. I said, is it not you Snapchat babes? All of you that used to hang out with people that you don't like just because of the name, like...
Just because of the aesthetic, basically, because everybody wants to leave that, like I said, everybody wants to be like Lori Harvey, honestly. Like, everybody wants to have that aesthetic friend, those good friends, those friends that matches the social media energy. Like people that when you post, they'll be like, oh, your friend is so cute. Oh, she's wearing a VCN necklace. Oh, she's wearing this. She's carrying a Birkin. Yeah, so that's just it. But people, like I said, everyone will keep saying, oh, I don't like what I hate. I will not hang out with people that I hate. But at the end of the day, you still see them in one restaurant or the other.
Sure. Like, I remember I don't know if it was this morning I was telling Ginika. I was like, okay, Imelda, sorry. Mel the softest, as she would say. I was saying that I don't like people that have different, like, friendships. Like, you know, there's the people that have, like, the aesthetic friendships, the people that help them in the library, the people that do this. Like, of course, like, I wouldn't say it's not normal. It's normal to have those type of things. But it's like, imagine you now have a birthday, you now only invite your aesthetic friends. The person that is helping you pass, the person that is helping you maintain your 3-point-something CGPA, you will not invite that one to your birthday. Like, it's not deserving. And that's when, like, it becomes a problem. Do you understand? Like,
yeah, actually. But I feel... we can't all be complete. You can't. Some people are just like, we have people that that help us in our spiritual life. There are some people in that category that wouldn't want to come out for birthday parties, and also, like, you basically just have to respect their decisions. But it's different when you know that those people in your spiritual part of life, they also love to hang out, and then you don't invite them. That's a very bad thing to do, because at the end of the day, I feel you're just using them. Yes. And Omo, they said you have to keep kissing ass in this. So you have to keep kissing ass. And obviously, everybody knows what they are fighting for. If you want to live that high social standard, you have to keep being with people that are living up to that standard. So if you're inviting people, maybe people from church or people from library, that know that, oh, they don't dress that well, they don't look too good, or so and so, because I feel that's what people do now. And that's why if you're going for any party, I'll tell you, dress well, install your frontal. Like, I think I'm a victim to that. I always tell you, please dress well, your dress must be good, your shoe must be exactly, so you cannot just come and be looking.
Anyways, I will not, because at the end of the day, you know your real friends. You know, when you said you have to climb the ladder, there was this tweet I saw where somebody was like, they will climb ladder more than smarter. Because, you know, they believe smarter. I'm sorry, smarter is supposed to be like my follower, but I saw that tweet, and it was, and people, you know, when people like your tweets, they can relate to you. Somebody was like, they will climb ladder more than smarter. Smarter has not reached anywhere, because, you know, people on Twitter, they believe that smarter is just following Santi. You know how mean people on Twitter are. But like, that tweet was hilarious. I hope it didn't take it personal, but it was just hilarious. But anyway, at the end of the day, it's like, there's one thing for you, for your friend, like the nerdy friend, you know. It's like, as a friend, even if you know that, oh, maybe this person, just invite, because that's what, when my friends threw a party for me at this house, I just invited people, knowing fully well that they would not come. So it's not look like you did not even invite me. I remember there was this other girl, she's not my friend anymore, cut her off. She was supposed to do a birthday. She was like, oh, that make sure, she wanted us to see the shoe. Like, I want to see your shoe, I want to see the clothes you want to wear, so that you're not going to embarrass her. Like, it gets to a point where you do it, you're like, you'll be questioning the friendship, because you know the type of person that I am. I'm gonna use this as an example. I'm a natural person, so I always like to carry braids. I don't know how to wear makeup, so I don't do makeup. Like, my outfit, like, if you're my friend, you already know, like, you now, I know that you always, your lashes, okay, you've done lashes twice, your hair, your nails, your cloth, your bag, everything is always on point. Like, that is you, Mel, the softest. Like, you're always on fleek. But me, on the other hand, I'm a natural person. So now, because of a birthday, I understand, maybe it depends on the kind of location, but like, when you want me to be somebody that I'm not just for that day, like, it's not giving real friendship. Do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, it's not, but you know, at the same time, maybe you have to, it's just like going for a wedding, and then the bride keeps telling you, oh, please, you need to look good, you need to, some people even have to shop, like, get new shoes, get new bags. So like, I feel, obviously, it's the person's birthday, and the person actually wants you to look good, not particularly to embarrass, because that one is a different ball game, not particularly to embarrass them, but just so, probably when they're posting on their Snapchat or making reels on Instagram or whatever, they'll say, oh, this girl is looking good. Not like she's looking like she came from the trenches or whatever. Do you understand? So I just feel that's it, basically. If you're going to come out for someone, you should come out looking good. But it's different when the person is now trying to make you, maybe normally, you know, you don't always do frontal, then you have to start looking for where to get frontal, or start ordering.
And it's expensive.
Exactly. Start doing installation, start getting makeup artists of 30,000 naira, and you're like, what? I can't break my bank.
So imagine you now do all this, nobody will now come and notice you.
Nobody will come and notice you, or maybe they won't even put you in the Instagram reel, or
they'll not tag you.
Or they won't tag you, and you're like, what the hell? And it's much more painful when you don't even enjoy yourself. Like, at the end of the day, maybe you're looking and you're like, I spent this much, and then it's not even worth it. Like, I'm not enjoying myself. And And that thing again is, after doing all those kind of things, she probably keeps taking pictures with her social media friends and then leaving you behind. And
don't allow me cry today. I don't want to cry, man.
Start taking pictures or snaps with her main G's, and then you're just there on one side with your phone texting and I need to leave this place.
Yeah. I need to leave this place. They're not to rate me.
They don't rate me, but
yeah, just to move the conversation. I feel like me and you, we killed this January. Let's not even say December. But first of all, how was your Dirty December? Did you participate in Dirty December?
I don't think I did, because I came back, I was in school, so I came back like 2 days before Christmas, I think 23rd or so. So within that whole, from 25th to 31st, it was just, I wasn't really going out because I think I was occupied at home, but I wasn't really going out. But my December started in January. I think it was January I started having my fun. Yeah, it was in January I started having my fun, started having time for myself to actually go out. It started with Burna's concert, even though the guy, messed up, but fuck you, Burna, but I love you still. So even as at that, it still started well. I think January started well for me, but my December was not so great, honestly.
Yeah, Nigerians have a problem. I feel like we're in a toxic relationship with Burna Boy. Like, we hate him so much that we love him so much. Like, he pisses us off. He's like our, you know how your mothers, you love them so much, but they annoy you.
Yeah, and they annoy you, yeah. And you can't even, you still have to, like, if you were in that, if you almost say you were there now. So if you were there, you know that in the beginning part, people were so angry, throwing bottles, like, we didn't even want to hear whatever the MC wanted to say. But immediately he came up on stage, the vibe was just so different.
We still insulted him, Sha, before the vibe. Yeah, like, people were still saying, "Cap, shut up!"
But, like, when he started performing, like, he's just good at what he's doing. You know, exactly what I said, like, using the examples of mother. You know how mothers can be so annoying, but when they want to show that their love for you, the love's always unconditional, when don't say for you, just be like, God bless my mom, that kind of thing. So when he performed, you just know that in as much as he tried to mess up, but it was still worth the, it wasn't worth it, but you still enjoyed the show. Basically, you still enjoyed, even though it was for like an hour or so, like, you still enjoyed it. So yeah, it's like that. It's really toxic, man.
It's toxic, fuck you, Burna Boy. But like, my December was calm, like, I did church, but like, I feel like Ginika, Imelda, what should I call you on this podcast?
Melda Softest.
So I feel like Imelda's and I, December literally started this January. It kicked off with Burna Boy. Like, every day, Ginika and I, we've been together now for 1 week. No, about 8 days straight. We've been together. What are we doing as we are together? Nothing. But we are just together. What's Jesus? The Yoruba is jumping out. But how has our January been so far for you?
It's been fun. I forgot to add, Ifunaya, shout out to Ifunaya where you are in school.
Shout out, baby.
Yeah, it's been like back to back, like, we literally did not have enough sleep, and when we sleep, the next day there's an hour to, like, let's go home, let's change, let's, you remember, we start going to our various houses, like, trying to get our clothes or whatever, blah blah blah, come back to the location, start ordering Uber to take us. And it was like, no complaints at all, no, like, everything was good, there was no robbery, no, it was just, remember when we were coming back home from the island, back to the mainland, that we were all sleeping at 5 a.m. and they were all taking turns, like, it just went really, really smooth, very, very smooth, and it was so interesting. Like, I would love to have that kind of experience. You know, yesterday I was doing December, January, and it's just like, today's just 10th, and I already have like 4 photographs, and I've not done the one of yesterday. So, to tell you how fun my January has been, like, and it's supposed to be the longest, still the longest, because we are still in 10th since, how?
Anyways, you guys, I want to report Imelda to you guys. Imelda, we would go out. Imelda want us to start coming home at 2 a.m. As in, we should be driving, no shoddy, at 2 a.m. Are you not scared? Are you not scared for
it? See, I started U version on not like I started. Normally, I read the Bible. I read. But on Twitter, I came across this tweet about this U version app. So I started reading it. So there's this particular verse. I can't remember. It said, "He that is in me is greater than he that is in the world." So, tell me, what was that? So, you guys, well, I'm about to bring the spiritual mail that here, but we'll have to keep that aside. But what I'm trying to say is, around 2 a.m., I don't think about anything bad or anything that, especially when I'm with my friends, nothing can possibly happen. We're just having fun and we're coming back safe. I'm not like the driver is actually being reckless on the road. He's just driving normally. So I don't think about anything. I just think about when I'm coming back, we're just thinking about it. Let's just get home and sleep. That's the only thing. Like, let's just get home and sleep. The next morning, we'll start talking about the whole experience, looking at the videos together. So if I'm coming back, Omo, please, I'm just coming back to sleep. Not think about whether there's going to be an attack or accident or whatever. Nah.
But that's the thing. You should. I know what you're saying. Like, as long as you're a child of God, you're protected. But that's the thing. That's the thing with, like, religion and Christianity. And I don't want to drag that into it. Is you take precautions. You cannot say, oh, okay, I'll walk through the valley of shadow of death now. Nothing will happen to me. But if there's another way, must you not pass the valley of shadow of death when there's another way? So instead of you going home at 2, why not wait and say, okay, let me start my movement at 7 a.m.? Yesterday, Ginika came to this house at 12. I was scared. Like, I had to stay up until she came back. Because I was just like, no, how would this babe pass Oshodi? She texted me, said, babes, I'm already at Oshodi. I started praying. I said, Jesus, I hope they don't stop her. Because it's unsafe. Like, you know how people on the island move. Anyways, let's not start island waka yet. But, like, let's just finish. Like, I'm just like, of course, like, instead of you passing danger, why not pass the safe route first? Like, why must you say, oh, let me just test God's protection over my life? Like, it just doesn't make sense for you to do that. And why do you choose? Ginika was always at 4 a.m. I remember we had gone to a place at 4 a.m. Ginika said, ah, let's start leaving at 4. At 4 a.m.
It's not that, but like, what will I be? Okay, let's use yesterday's own. Yesterday I went out for dinner. And I went to see a movie, Black Panther. Oh my God, that movie is so good. So R.I.P. T'Challa. But I went to see a movie, and then the guy obviously was going home. It was so, I didn't know the movie was going to be that long. It was from 8:30 to I think about 11 or so. What was I supposed to do? Am I supposed to stay at his place from 12 to 7 a.m.? No, because obviously I have an early flight tomorrow. Okay, no, a late flight today actually. So I know that it's still safe, sort of, because at 12, people are still moving. This is Lagos, for crying out loud. Like, it's not completely deserted on the road. People are still moving. When at the cinema, when I was coming out, people were still coming. There was still a movie showing from 11:30. So people are still on the road. It's different when I'm at a friend's place, like, that I know of, and I can spend the night there and come back, like, by 7. But, okay, imagine Burna's show that ended around 4 or 5. I can't keep staying on the island till, and there was no Uber. You know how, mm-hmm. You know what happened now.
Let's not say that. A soft babe should not even speak on that.
I shouldn't say that. Like, Burna stressed me. Like, he started my January with stress. Like, that was the beginning of my problem, the beginning of not sleeping, not getting enough sleep. I think I ran out of oxygen. Like, I don't even understand what happened. Like, and then the drinks were much. Oh my God, the shots were taking. But I'm already diverting, sorry. But what I'm saying is, if I had an opportunity to stay over, I would have. But if I go for let me say like a house party, and then it's 3, I know how Lagos house parties are now. Obviously, I can't just be in a room and I'm sleeping and then someone is trying to touch my body, or maybe some kind of assault or whatever. So, like, I'd rather just book an Uber and go back home. I don't even care, because I know I've done it before and nothing happened. Nothing will still happen because God is still protecting me. He knows. But God knows that if there was an opportunity for me to stay somewhere else or be... Please, my friends, you need to start having houses on the island with food. Sorry.
We'll get there. We'll get there.
But, like, if I had someone there it's much more comfortable, I wouldn't be coming back by 2 a.m. or 3 a.m. So, yeah.
We're going to go on a quick break and come back as mainland babes complaining about the island. So, please, don't touch that dial, because the tea is about to tea. You understand? Hi everyone, I'm just gonna make this quick, short, and easy. Stop, you know, go to my social media right now. Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Snapchat, Facebook, whatever it is, at Mbachi Stephanie. MbachiStephanie. Follow me right now. Follow me everywhere you find me. Just search for my name, Mbachi Stephanie, and follow me real quick. Then on my bio, you'll probably see a link. Click on that link, engage my short story, engage my newsletter, engage everything that I put out there, engage my articles, right now. Do it right now. Please, do it right now, real quick. Thank you. Love you. Enjoy the episode. So, like, as a mainland babe, yeah, you go to the island often. You guys, Ginika is one of the person that I know that loves back-to-back outing. She doesn't rest. Like, Ginika's house, Ginika should build a house in Lekki because she's literally always there. But, like, as the host of the show, as the guest of the show, as Imelda is the guest of the show, I'm just going to allow you speak on, like, why you like the island so much. So, you're going to give me, like, the pros and cons of the island from your own perspective.
Okay, first of all, I'm sure your listeners will be confused because you just said Ginika and then you said Imelda. You guys, like, my name, I have a lot of names, but let's leave that aside. So, yeah, I think, well, island, if you know, if you party, if you like going out like me, you know that the island is always life of the party. Like, nothing really happens on the mainland. And if you have friends, because I have lots of friends, and that is why I always get lots of invites. Not like I don't turn down invites, I do, but I always get lots and lots of them. So obviously, if you go, if you go for your friends' invite, they also come to yours. Although I've not hosted a party before. So the pros and the cons. Well, the pros are like, it's always fun to party. It's always fun to club. It's always fun to have to try out different food or restaurants. I can't say about games because I don't know, Lagos, we don't have, aside Orbit Center, Rufus and B,
Amusement park. There's an amusement park in Ekpe, actually.
Like bowling or whatever. Like, I don't think there are lots of, the investors need to invest in that part. But aside building restaurants every now and then and having to dress up looking all good, all cute, wearing heels, doing your hair, your makeup, blah, blah, it's so interesting hanging out with friends. But the disadvantage of that is that, you see, that's the reason why I love coming back to my house, like, after all this, after all these outings. Because, first of all, I think on the island, even when you rent an apartment too, the water there is very bad.
Very bad. It's yellow.
And for someone like me that have, I react to, my skin is so sensitive. Like, I literally use, my skincare, they're so expensive.
Sorry.
My skincare, literally everything I use, not literally everything, but, like, basically for my skin, they are so expensive. So, I always react to things easily. So, I can't use their water. It smells like, I can't explain. And I don't know, you guys stay on the island, but why is it like that? It smells. And then, secondly, there's never food in the house. I always have to order meal. Like, on the island, I can count how many times. Like, the least thing, the only thing I know that takes my money on this island is Chicken Republic. And that's when I feel like maybe having, like, a snack or whatever. But I've never had to, like, maybe start placing an order for maybe pasta or getting rice or getting yam or something. But on the island, like, I literally have to spend money. Aside using Uber coming over to the island, I have to spend for my upkeep. And why is that so? I literally have to order food. I have to, most like this apartment I was in at Chevron, there was no network in the house. Like, I have to come out of the gates. And it's so uncomfortable. Like, it's like you're home, but you're not home. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I can't stay there from 2 to 7 a.m. and start coming back to the mainland. No, I'll run back to my house. I'm not homeless. I'm just homeless on the island. So, like, and then there's some other things too. Like, I feel my friends too, they also know this. Like, whenever I go to their house, just drinks, maybe vodka or Bullet. Like, there's no even bottle water. Like, we have to order. It's so sad when I'm ordering food on the island. Like, I literally have to order like two. If I go to it, it got to a point whenever I'm going to the island with my friends, Amaka and Big Mo, whenever I'm going to the island with them, like, we always get water, like, from the hawkers, maybe if we're in traffic, like, we just get like 4 or 5 bottles of water, like, and just have on us, because we know that when we get to that place, we don't have to place. Like, it's so bad. I don't know how you guys do it. And that is why restaurants, like, they know that people keep ordering, so let them just start investing in new restaurant, bringing out new restaurants and whatever. So it's really uncomfortable. But aside those kind of things, like, the fun is always there. The fun is always there. You get to meet people. You know, you meet Lagos big girls. Those are performing. Those are looking all cute. Those with their bum looking funny.
Fake.
looking funny and fake, but yeah, that's just it basically.
Me, I have a lot of things to get off my chest because I told Imelda that we have to talk about this thing. I have a lot. So like, one of the reasons why my friends don't like inviting me out is because sometimes I never just agree to go, because I believe that my house is my palace. If you come to my room doesn't look all expensive, but I love this blue and cream and white walls. I just love it because like the island makes me feel like I'm homeless. I hate being on the island. There was one day I went to Landmark. I went for like an interview. I was stuck. This was at 10 p.m. It just makes me, and I don't have a lot of friends. I only have like only one friend. And like it to be someone, if I constantly always, if I'm on the island, I would not want to be sleeping in a house. Like it makes me feel very uncomfortable. So I always like to come back home. And the thing about me is once it's 10 p.m., I don't want to come back to my mainland house. I will now start begging. It's like as if like I feel like being on the island makes me feel like my mother does not have a house in Lagos, a blue house in Lagos. Mind everybody, the island is just so, imagine, so like Ginika and I, Imelda and I, we went for like a, was it a house party? It wasn't a house party, it was a mini game night. I remember that these guys, they went to shop for everything that we used that day down to the water. And you people, this is, mind you, this is their house. It's not a rental. You know, on the island, they have a lot of apartments. This is their house. Down to the water that we used. And I remember somebody mentioned that when we were about to, when they had noticed that we had finished taking some of the things I wanted to take, they now kept the rest because they knew that that was going to be their breakfast. It's so struggle. Like, their life is so struggle for people that have so much money. How will I go to your kitchen and I'll not even see tuba of yam? I'll not see plantain, I'll not see egg. You open the fridge, you will see vodka and Hennessy in the fridge. So as if I'm choking now, it's Hennessy that I would drink to calm me down.
Well, I would say it's fake life because I don't understand how you can, because obviously in your house when you wake up, just like you love having breakfast. So are you telling me in their house they don't have anything? They just wake up in the morning and then they're just chilling. Just chilling, or maybe probably smoking. You know, they love smoking a lot. Like, I don't even understand. They're probably smoking or drinking or whatever. And then they have breakfast in the afternoon. Then they have their dinner, like maybe late night, maybe around 10, 11. Maybe after they finish going to all the clubs at 9, blah, blah, blah. And then they will come and literally eat. And then it will, they'll be okay. They'll hold it from that 10 p.m.
to 12.
12 p.m. 12. No, like, I don't understand their lifestyle. Normally at home, you're supposed to do. I feel, anyway, I don't know, let me not say normally, but in my house and my friends that I've been with, they always have like this monthly list where you get all food stuff like one particular day, maybe every the last Saturday of the month, or maybe when things are like about to finish or whatever. Like you just stock up, you know, when you just stock up the house. So I don't know why it's not like that on the island. Like they never stock up their house, like even bottled water,
even Indomie,
like they don't have anything, even beverage, like I don't know, like they have nothing. Like you literally have to order. Do you know how much you spend ordering food morning, afternoon, night? Let's say you're ordering, like, let's remove Chicken Republic. Let's say you're ordering maybe 3,000 naira food or maybe 5,000 naira food morning. So in a day you're spending more than 10k on just food alone. How do you want to survive?
And that week, let's say you're spending 70k. You see that 70k now, you can if you live alone, it can contain you for a month.
Mm-hmm.
If you stock up.
Yes, if you stock up. So like, I don't know. And it's a general thing. It wasn't just one person. We're literally just talking about it. Miss Stephanie and Ifunaya. Yeah, three of us. We're just randomly talking about it though, before we stepped out. Like how the houses are always empty, blah, blah. So when we got to the mini game house, the house we went for to play games, we found out that it was literally what we're saying that just happened. Like there was nothing in the house. Even the water we had to drink, they had to get it from the mall or wherever. Like, there was nothing. And we kept on asking them that, how do you do it? They keep on saying, we'll order now, we'll order. We're like, so you keep ordering, keep wasting money. Like, you order food. They say, yes, now you order. I'm like, is that how to live? That's not how to live. And nothing again is that they don't always live alone. There might be like three or four boys in one apartment. So it's even easier for you to even bring out money. One person can bring 20, another person can bring 20. Before you know, you're bringing about 80k or more. When you stock up the house for a month or even more. But they just decide to do it just alone, just them.
And their excuse is that, I remember that one of them said, we are guys now, we don't cook. Okay now, sorry, you don't cook, be ordering. And is it now even different? Because you know, in the mainland, you step out of your house, you see somebody frying akara, you see somebody selling orange. In that island, I remember when we were going to that their house, we looked around, we said, where is kiosk? So if to say we want to buy matchstick or something, you would have to come out, even go to a supermarket. Like, they don't even have people that, except you go to the ghetto, like maybe them Oniru side, like in Lekki phase one on the road, you will not even see somebody selling ordinary rice and stew. You have to go to the supermarket and you will go and borrow money. Like, it's, I remember watching a random video Cardi B made. Because Cardi B was complaining about how, like, the prices of, like, things have gone up. And you know how all these stupid people are now, like, you are rich. Like, why are you complaining about, like, the price? You are literally rich. Cardi B now made a video and said, shut the fuck up. That is why when most of you get rich, you people, your money will burn down. I am rich doesn't mean that I will not notice that what I used to buy $3 has increased to $7. Because I keep an account. Of course, I am probably worth $100 million, but I'm still checking. So that I know that I want this, my money, to reach my great-great-great-grandchildren. So imagine, like, if Cardi B is noticing things like this and stocking up, because she says that she goes to the market, she stocks up so that she will not have to buy things again. People in Lekki phase one, I don't know who they think they are every morning. So, okay, so I remember you said, I don't know if it was you or if another, said that they eat their breakfast at 12 and eat their dinner at 10 because they know. So imagine spending 10k every day just so you eat, and there's no water, even pay water. Their pure water is actually neater than the water that comes out of their tap. Have you ever gone to... Okay, I have gone to some. But it's this guy's house that I went to. Before God and man, the water was yellowish. Mind you, this guy's house is clean, everything nice. I opened his fridge. I think I saw cake. They would always have cake. Somebody's always doing birthday on the island. They will have cake. They will have alcohol. But you see banana. You see orange. You see beans, you see rice, they order it. You are ordering rice. How much is bag of rice that you order rice morning, afternoon, night? Do you know how ridiculous that is? The people on the island, I don't know, man. I don't know. And that's why if me and you now, we decide now to do restaurants, but we reduce the price. Let's say people are selling their own food stuff for 3,000. We sell our own for 1,500. We'll cash out.
Yeah, we'll cash out. We'll cash out, basically. But you know, that's not how the market works, Sha. Because the government is crazy.
Isn't that crazy? We'll cash out.
Yeah, we'll cash out. But honestly, I just feel maybe they should work. Well, another thing is that they're not even complaining. That's it. They're not complaining about the cost.
It's a lie. It's a lie.
Maybe they're not complaining to us, but amongst themselves, they know that, we're really spending. Because I know that if you're really working hard for your money, just like what Cardi B says, like, if you're really working hard for your money, you would know when, these things, they are too pricey. Like, let's try another alternative. Do we have to keep ordering food? At least, even if you don't know how to cook, you can get a cook. You pay the cook. Someone can get cook, like, maybe a liter of, they do that thing now, 4 liters of soup or whatever. Like,
then you make your eba or something,
you
yourself
eba yourself. They can make stew, keep it in the fridge, make soup, different bowls of soup, and then keep it in the fridge. Like, that's another way, another alternative, rather than you having to spend money or driving all the way or using Uber to just go to Black Bell to get food or Yellow Bell or whatever kind of bells that are there to get food. Like, it doesn't even make sense. Like, but well, it's their money. You know how those guys are saying that we're not complaining.
It's a lie. Yimo. Then they complain like mad. They're complaining. Maybe it's because they don't want to seem like, oh, okay, this small thing, we're complaining about this small. And that's what makes, I remember I always have this conversation with my friends. That's what makes you a human being. Like, being a perfectionist is a red flag. Sometimes you have to complain about the cost of living. If you keep on saying, oh, it's nothing, it's a lie, it's something, because now the image that you are trying to live up to, we don't care about that image. So why are you saying, oh, it's nothing? Meanwhile, it's something. Meanwhile, when we were gone, we saw you pack the rest that you eat in the morning. If it was nothing, you would allow us carry it home now.
Carry, yeah, exactly. Or maybe, yeah, they said, oh, don't you want some? Oh, you can have this snack or something. But you know that, if these girls, if they take this thing home, we're doomed. I know their house was, like, literally inside. Like, literally have to drive out and come on. You know, when we're passing, it was like, when we're going home, we're seeing face me, I face me. We're like, is this also part of the island?
Is this island? I live on the island.
Let's tell you how inside that their houses were. Like, it was literally inside. So they had to safeguard their their snacks so that we'll not finish it for them.
So we'll not finish it for them. No. The island is filled with fake life. And people now want to, like, live in Yaba. Because Yaba, you just only need, like, the third mainland bridge. Like, all of my friends now who want to do houses now, they've chosen that it's Yaba that they want to be living in. Because Yaba, third mainland bridge, and you're good. And in Yaba now, let's say you pay, like, maybe 700,000-800,000 for a one-bedroom apartment, and you're literally good. Instead of forcing yourself to live in Lekki that you cannot afford, Lekki that you'll be starving, Lekki that you cannot even pay for lights, you can't even pay for Wi-Fi.
Not to talk of the flood, like, during rainy season, how they'll keep... I don't understand, like, obviously, you knew when you rented the apartment, you obviously know what you signed up for. So why do you keep complaining to us, like, on Twitter, or maybe making random videos during rainy season? I'm saying, oh, is this the Lekki? The rain here is too much, blah, blah, blah. We have been seeing those videos over and over again. Actually, 2023, during rainy season, they'll still make videos and be showing when the rain is inside their house, how they are using buckets to remove it from their house or whatever, whatever. Like,
they're gonna be like, this is a ghetto. Who asked you to live there?
Who asked you to live there? You know what you signed up for. You know what you signed up. Just like my friend, randomly, well, not really my friend, but Snapchat friend like that. So she came from, like, PH, and then she's doing her NYC. They posted her to one. She's working in like, an hospital or whatever. So literally, she rented, she's just coming from PH, and she rented an apartment at Ikate. And this babe literally complains about everything. She uses Uber to go, says she can't, she doesn't know how to jump balls.
Sorry.
She uses Uber to go, says she hardly cooked. But on her Snap, she's always complaining, like, always ranting about one thing or the other. And I keep asking myself, there are cheaper houses. Like, you would have come to Yaba to enter. You know, Yaba is like the center of, like, everything. From Yaba, you can get CMS or whatever that will just take you. It's not even going to be like, it's not like you're wearing a shower clothes to work. You're wearing, like, a comfortable clothes to go to work. And then you see your fellow people hustling buses, like, just like that thing you told me about how that coaster bus that picks
people, the shuttler.
Yeah, the shuttler that picks people up at a particular time, at a particular location, and drops you off and then takes you back home. Hey, that kind of thing. There are easier ways to, like, save your money. But if you want to live the baby girl lifestyle, like Lori, even me that want to be like Lori Harvey, like, I know how I still cut down my costs. There are some things that, like, I know that, I have money for this, but let me wait. I've not gotten to that stage yet. Let me just calm down.
Yeah, like, life is a step by step.
Like, I can't be spending money on Uber, like, every time when I know I'm not earning that much, and I'm literally wasting my money on Uber to and fro every day, Monday to Friday. And that's not the thing I waste money on. I'll still have to subscribe my phone, subscribe a lot of things, subscriptions, like, a lot of things, and then I'm stressing myself. No, now, if you want to save money, you cut down your cost, and not like you come on WhatsApp. Just like how people keep saying, the rent in Lagos is high. How can the rent in Lekki be 3 million and then it's just one small chukulu space? My dear, there are other places on the mainland that you can see a better spot. Although houses in Lagos are
very ridiculous.
Very ridiculous. Yeah, the prices are very ridiculous. But I feel there are still cheaper places that you can actually stay. But if you want to be on the island and be an island babe, you have to live up to the standard.
Live up to the standard, okay? When rain starts falling in June, now you go use your bucket pack water. Because I don't understand why it has to be the island. If you're in Yaba, Yaba is the most sufficient place for... If you see a lot of them, they live in Yaba. Like, it's just literally the third mainland bridge, and you've entered Ikoyi. You're good to go. Or even live in Bagada, if you're even looking for a more sustainable place. Bagada, just pass Oshodi. In fact, no, Oshodi is even before Bagada. Bagada, you just enter Oworo. Is it Oworo? Yeah, no, something.
You already know the location. You're really a mainland.
And then jump bus. Are you... From Bagada, you've entered this thing. And I want to say something that people might feel like, oh, I'm dragging. If you've not entered bus, you're not real to me. As a Lagosian, if you have not jumped bus before, even Okada, even Keke, you are not real. Mm-hmm. You are not real. And when we're talking about Sofahead, don't put your mouth. Because all these rich people, they want to be like, oh my God, Nigeria, I can't take it. Shut up. If you've not jumped Okada, please shut up. What do you think about that?
Well, what will I say now? I don't want it to look like... It doesn't, I don't feel it really matters if you've actually jumped bus or not, or maybe that proves that, oh, you've actually suffered or whatnot, yeah, because that thing, I will not even lie, it's stressful. Jumping away from when I was in secondary school, it's stressful. The whole trekking and everything is stressful. So maybe people, they just, and like you say, if you come from a rich home, some people now, it's literally their father's drivers that drop them off. So it doesn't mean they've not actually.
They should try to enter keke.
Is it going to be like a challenge for them, or as in, is
yes,
it
to, they should.
How is it going to help them?
No, just there's some things in life that you should just do. So as all of us now, we are catching breeze on top of Kada. You don't want to feel the breeze that we are catching, or what?
Some people don't like that life now. Maybe they don't want. They rather catch the AC, like catch the breeze in their father's car than using. But they've banned Okada. I miss that life.
I miss that Okada life. Okada is sharp.
That was in my days when I was still, you know, going through one kind of phase. Now I'm now Mel the softest.
Can't wait for you to buy your car.
I can't wait.
But anyways, is there anything you'd like to say before we move on to the games?
We have games.
Yeah, we have games on my podcast.
It feels like I'm new here, but this is my second podcast. Second is it
time on my podcast.
Second time on your podcast. Do I have anything to say?
Anything you want to promote, anything you want to say, it can be random. It doesn't have to be about this podcast. You can say anything that you want to say, Biffy.
Okay. Well, last year, this is just random, Sha. I recently started my business, wristcandies.ng on Instagram, but went on a break because ASU and whatnot. But this year, I just feel I should promote it. This year, once I'm done with school, because this whole school thing is really stressful, once I'm done with it, I want to really put my head back in the game and make money so that I could get a car and don't have to be stressing on the island with Uber fare.
Sorry.
And whatnot. So, yeah.
Yeah. We'll go on a quick break and we'll be back with the games. I'm very excited for that.
Yeah, perfect.
You know what time is when you hear this, right?
I can't lie, this is my favorite part of the podcast, and it depends on email that if this podcast, this particular point is going to be easy or hard. So you know your ABCD is there now.
Yeah,
pick any letter from A to Z, any letter at all.
B.
No, pick something farther, pick something farther.
Like from what?
From A to Z. Like B is too close.
Okay. Let me pick G.
Okay, that's good. So, A B C D E F G. You're gonna name every country with every. So for A, you name a country that starts from A B. So you do A B C D E F G. So you're doing 7. Do you understand the game?
Okay. Like I'll name a country from A to G.
Yeah.
Okay. Just.
So for A, what country starts from A?
Australia.
B.
Brazil.
C.
Canada.
D.
Doha.
No, Doha is a state. Qatar is the country. Okay, let's skip D. E.
Egypt.
F.
Finland.
G.
Guinea.
Let's do. So you're gonna do D. Look for a. I don't even know. Oh, I know. Should I help you?
No, don't help me.
Think. D. You don't have any clue?
No, can help me.
Dominican Republic.
Okay, yeah.
And you want to be male the softest. You don't know your countries. I remember there was this trend on TikTok. A to Z. There was only 3 countries that they couldn't think.
I heard.
Bro, imagine going to about 20-something countries.
Mel the softest. Don't tell me I'm so emotional.
Don't tell me I'm so emotional. Did you enjoy the game though?
Yes, I did.
That's why I wanted you to pick something further.
Oh, if I know I'd have picked like maybe N. Just keep on Mauritius, like Maldives.
So now Mauritius, Maldives. But I'm very thank you so much for stopping by. It's not like you stopped by, I forced you to do this podcast. But thank you so much for allowing me to do the podcast. Do you want to say bye to the guests?
Yeah, I want to say thank you for having me. And I really enjoyed myself on this show. I had to talk about pros and cons of staying on the island. I had to talk about different things. I had to talk about how my journey started. And you guys, like, let me just chip this in, Sha. As of last year, I know this is just random, but be get more connected to God spiritually. Like, it really helped. I remember last year, like, randomly, I was going through a lot, and then I had to start praying my rosary very well. And I can't lie, the amount of blessings I got last year, like, I can't even count it. Like, it was just a lot, starting from when Ukraine had, my brother stays in Ukraine, and then the war and everything, but everything just turned out so well. So I told you how he was moving from different countries. But now he's not really settled, like, and everything. And aside that, like, other things too, but this year, like, we go harder with God. Like, it's me and God though, huh? I've told God, like, he'll be tired of me, but he can never get tired of me because I will keep being on him. So yeah, thank you guys.
Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye.
Deep Negro sigh. We are so sorry that we've come to the end of this amazing and entertaining episode. But the good news is I will be here with another guest same day, same time next week. So come back, okay? I love you so, so much. Bye.